old Mishnayos Masechta Nedarim, Rav to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Again, Hanoid de Minaksus. Someone makes this net not from German from clothing. Mutte Besak, light up in German from a sack. Rose Biri of a Chamilu. These are thick type of material. Was not a derech for people to cover themselves with it. Therefore, was not Nichlal Bechlal Yoneder. Omer, let's say somebody says, Koinem Semer Oilolai. He's making this a neder that wool like cannot go above him, cannot have enjoyment from wool. So we say, Mutlis Chasas Begizit Semer. He's allowed to cover himself with just piles of wool itself. In other words, what he meant to say was a beged or a woolen cloth, clothing that he would not wear, but just pieces of wool, that's muta. What's going to be says, Pishtin Ololai makes this an edda that flax should not go upon him. The same thing, mutal is chasos benitze pishtin, not have enjoyment just from pieces of flax. The same thing, what he meant to say was clothing made from flax, but not just raw flax by itself. Reb Yudah says, akolufi anoidim. It depends upon the person that made this isinedir. Like, depending what the situation is, what do we really mean to say? And therefore, it's like this. Toyin, let's say, he was carrying upon him bundles of wool. V'yazin, he started to sweat and started to smell. V'yarecha kosh, it smelled very bad. You know, when the wool starts to smell bad. And Omar, because of this, the person said, Koinim semu pishtim oilolai, I'm making this a nether that wool or flax cannot come upon me. So then for sure what he meant to say is the raw wool or the raw flax that smells, that he didn't meant to make an isra upon him. But mutal is chasois, for he's allowed to clothe himself with clothing made from samra pishtim. That does not smell there. He did not have das to make it also. The yosel hafshel achurav. But just to take bundles like of woolen clothing, of woolen or flax clothing, and throw it on his back, that's also, because again, that's like carrying just the flax and wool, that's also. Mishnah Dalet. Hanoid min abayis. Someone makes this net not from a German from a house, not to go into the house. Salochur is muta baliz. Let it go into the attic. Stam bayis only means the ground floor, not the attic. Dibra bimeya. Vachomer, the Chom say no, Aliyah Bechlal Abayis, the attic is Bechlal house, that makes this and that not to go into the house, he meant to say the attic also. Hanoidim and Aliyah, let's say it's a field, I can't have a drummer from the attic, the upstairs, then for sure what he say meant only the upstairs, and therefore Mutav Abayis, he's not to have a no from the downstairs house. Mishnah Hey, Hanoidim and Amita, somebody has this and that not to have a drummer from a bed. So muta bedargish to Rav Meir. Let him have enjoyment from a dargish. These are the words of Rav Yehuda or Rav Meir. Let's see, all the dargish is not called a regular mita. A dargish was, some say it was an aras and gemara, an aras of the goda. It's like a couch that you're not really used to sleep on. It was just there for a mazel toif to have a good mazel. And some say it was type of a couch that you had a skin spread over it. It wasn't made from material, made from skin. That's not the chalal regular mita. Vachomer nechom say though hadagish bechalal mita. No, a dargish, even though it's only meant for good luck or it's made out of skin, so what? For the mice it's like a couch. That's bechalal mita. It's also to lie in the tabernacle from it. Hanoidim in a dargish. As somebody's clearly, I'm only asking myself on this dargish. That's a special type of the dead. And then muta b'mita. Vadi meant to say only that, but a regular bed is allowed to have a no from. Hanoid de Menir, someone makes this net and out in German from the city. Mutu lekonis letchumashliz, let it go into the tchum, means within the first 2,000 amas outside the city, did not mean to make that also. But the yosel lekonis libura, but he can't come into the iburai, to the outskirts of the city, which is only 70 amas outside the city. That's also ready. Avlanoid de Menabayis, so making this net to come into a house. Also menoaga fulufnim. Then it's only yosel to come in into the doorpost. Agav means at the top of the doorpost. In other words, outside the house is muta. He only meant to say inside the door, that's the beginning of the house, that's what's awesome. But by a city already, we say the Iburai, that's already part of the city. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Koinem Paris Elu Olai. Somebody says it's also to have Hanor from these fruit, or else with the lotion of Koinem Heimapi, this fruit should be also to me to my mouth. Or else, koinim heim lepi, any one of these three loshins. So he meant to say that this pre, this specific pre that he has in front of him, this free should be yosef him. Says like he made this free with an iser hano, and therefore the locher is also bechilufeyim uvegedulehim. If you exchange this pre, let's say, for money, so the money also becomes awesome. Or else if you plant this pre and something grows out from it, that's called gedulayim, it's also awesome. Because you made this chayfetz, this pre, also to you with the nisrano. What's going to be if the person says, Loshnov, shani oichol, that I will not eat, shani toim, I will not taste, then mutl b'chulufayim v'gedulayim. He only meant to say it's also for him to eat or to taste this fruit. But only the fruit itself, it's awesome. But if he exchanges it for something else, that's mutter. Or if he plants it and something new grows out, that's mutter. And the Mishnah says, the dovoy shevaro kolo. We're talking about something that the seed itself, after you plant it, that disintegrates, go away, and something, the fruit grows that's new. Therefore, that's mutter. That's not the old fruit, that's mutter. Unless there's something that the original seed does not disintegrate, just it becomes bigger and bigger, something like by an onion. If you plant an onion, it just grows bigger and bigger. Then even the second time you plant it, what grows out from it, it's all awesome, because it's a continuation from the first fruit. And since you said you cannot have an oil, you do not want to taste it or eat it, therefore, this is still awesome. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ho'im Meli Ishtoi. Somebody says to his wife, Koinem Maase Yodayich Olai. I want to make an Isser Hano from what comes out of your hands. If you do work, the paycheck that you get, or whatever you make, should be awesome to me. Or else, Koinem Hain Alpi, that should be awesome to my mouth. Or else, Koinem Hain Lepi, that should be awesome to my mouth. So here also, he meant to say that chayfus, whatever she makes, whatever she gets, should be also lahanor for you, and therefore also b'chilufeyim u'v'gudulayim, and not a lot of enjoyment from the exchange of it, or from what grows out of it. What's going to be if you say, sheini oichol, I will not eat what you make, sheini tam, I will not taste what you make, then muta b'chilufeyim u'v'gudulayim, you'll not have enjoyment from the exchange of it, or from what grows, because you only said you won't eat the fruit itself. Again, Bedovah Shazara called it something that the seed itself disintegrates and the fruit grows over. Abu Bedovah Shain Zara called it something that you plant like an onion, that the original seed is still there. Afilu Gidule Gidulin Asurin. Even what grows and the second time it grows, that's all also still a continuation from the first fruit. Mishneches Shat Oiso Eini Oichel Ada Pesach. Again, if somebody says to his wife, that I will not eat from now until Pesach anything you make, any food that you make, or else shat oiso, any mischasa ad Pesach, any clothing that you make, I will not cover myself with until Pesach. So locher is also solifnei Pesach. If she made this food as clothing before Pesach, muta lechol ulischasas achar Pesach, allowed to have enough from it after Pesach. Because you only made the Yisra Neder on 2 Pesach, but after Pesach it's Mutter. What's going to be if you say the Loshen, Shat Oysa Ad HaPesach, anything you make on 2 Pesach, any Oichel I will not eat, V'Shat Oysa Ad HaPesach, any Mischasa, anything you make from now until Pesach, I will not wear the clothing, then the Locher is, also Salafnei HaPesach, if she makes it before Pesach, also Lechel Olischasa is Achra Pesach, and now let eat that food or use that clothing even after Pesach. But that's what your neder was. Your neder was that anything your wife makes between now and Pesach, you cannot have a no from it forever. So therefore, even after Pesach, it's also to have enjoyment from it. Mishnah Tes, Shat Nenes Li Ad HaPesach. Again, you tell your wife, you make an issa neder on your wife, that she cannot have any enjoyment from you until Pesach. She can't have enjoyment anything that belongs to you. Im telchi lebeis avicho ad hachod. If you're going to go to your father's house by Sukkis, like the person is standing now after Sukkis, and he tells his wife that it's going to be also for you to have any enjoyment from me from now until Pesach, if you're going to go to your father's house any time from now until the next Sukkis. Now, hol cholofnei Pesach, let's say she went to her father's house before Pesach, is asura b'hanosei ad Pesach. then she's also to have enjoyment from him up until Pesach. Acher HaPesach, let's say she went to her father's house after Pesach, then Alachar is b'lo yachal devoroi, like, meaning if she did have enjoyment from her husband before Pesach, so now it comes out she's over in Nisaneta, because now that she was mother, she's mekayim the tnai that she went to her father's house, it was chal the Yisaneta that she was not allowed to have any enjoyment from her husband up until Pesach. So if she did have enjoyment from him, she was over in Issa and Neder. What's going to be if the husband says, Shat Nenis Li Adechon? The husband says to his wife, they're making Issa and Neder, you cannot have any enjoyment from me up until Sukkis. Im Telchi Le Beis Avich Ad HaPesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach. So Hoch Lefnei HaPesach, let's say she went to her father's house before Pesach, is Asura Banos Li Adechon. Then she's also to have any enjoyment from her husband up until the following Sukkis. But after Pesach, then she's allowed to go to her father's house. The neder did not include going to the father's house after Pesach. Yeah, Perek Shmini. Mishnah Koinim Yayim Sheni Toin Hayom. Someone makes this a neder, he would not taste or drink wine today. So Locheriz Ainu Oser Ele Achatechshach. When he said today means not a full 24-hour period, but until evening, until Shatashach, until Tzaisek Chavim. That's called Yom. Shabbos, somebody says he's not going to drink wine this week, this Shabbos. So also B'chol HaShabbos, he's also the rest of the week. Let's say he made it on Yom Aleph or Yom Beis. He's also the rest of the week. The Shabbos Shavuot, the next Shabbos is also part of the week that passed, meaning it's part of the Issa Neder. It's also to drink wine until Metzoy Shabbos. Let's say somebody says Chodesh is there. This month should be also to me to drink wine. So Locher is also B'chol HaChodesh. Is also to drink wine the rest of the month. For Rosh Chodesh, but the next Rosh Chodesh Labo is similar like the next month, meaning he's allowed to drink wine on the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh. Shonazu, somebody says this year should be also to me to drink wine. So also B'chol HaShana. He's also to drink wine the rest of the year. For Rosh Hashanah liyosad lovei, and the next Rosh Hashanah comes Rosh Hashanah, that's considered like the next year already, that he's allowed to drink wine. Shavua zeh, somebody says this Shavua means these 7 years of Shemitah, this Shemitah. So also b'chol Shavua, let's say it's in the second year, or third year, he's also the rest of this cycle until Shemitah. Or Shviya Shavra, when it comes to 7th year Shemitah, that's also considered like the past years. In other words, when you say a Shavua, a 7 year period, you mean till the end of Shemitah. That's all in Lashon Ben Yodam, you mean till the end of Shemitah. So 7th year is included in your Issa Neder. If your mom, let's say somebody says, Yoyim Echad, I'm making Issa Neder not to drink wine for 1 day, Real Shabbos Achas for 1 week, Chodesh Echad for 1 month, Shana Achas for 1 year, Shavua Echad for 1 cycle of 7 years. So if he uses this type of a lashon, then the locher is also miyom liyom. He's also complete from day to day, meaning 1 day means 24 hours. He starts from now, the time he made the neder at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's also for the next 24 hours until the next day, 5 o'clock. The same thing, Shabbos Achas, 1 week. Whatever day of the week you're also now for 7 days until the next week, the same time. The same thing a month, the same thing a year, and the same thing Shavu Achad. It's also complete 7 years, miyom liyom. Mishneh Beis. Let's say someone says Loshen in the Loshen of Ad HaPesach. I'm making myself also not to drink wine until Pesach. So Locher is also Rat Shegi. Is also to drink wine until Pesach comes. But once it becomes Pesach, on Pesach, like the Seder by night, he's allowed to drink wine. What's going to be Ad Shehe? It says Loshen of Petula would be, not Ad HaPesach, but Ad Shehe. Then in this Loshen by Yodim we say meant, also, Achayet is also the whole Pesach until the end of Pesach is also to drink wine or whatever that we made. What's going to be says Loshen of Adlef near Pesach until the time before Pesach? Then Remeyu says also Achayet. He only meant to say it's also to drink the wine or whatever it is only up until Pesach. As soon as it becomes Pesach, it's Mutter. Rabbi Yosi says no, also Achayet. This Loshen of Adlef near Pesach also means until the end of Pesach. Because it also been the Lashon of Ad Sheyifna Pesach, until the end of Pesach. That's the way Rabbi Yosi holds. Mishnah Gimel. Ad hakotzir, somebody says you're making this in there, they're not to enjoy something up until the time of kitzir, when you cut off the wheat from the fields. Reels ad habitzir, the time when you cut off the grapes. Reels ad hamosin, the time you collect the olives. So locher is ain't us is only yoso el ad shegia, until it comes that time, the time when you start to cut off the grapes or the olives. Zeklal, this is the general rule. That calls, says Zmana Kavu, anytime there's a special Zman, like we know when it comes, like Pesach. The Yomim, he says, Achigi until it comes, is also Achigi, is only us until it starts. Omer, he says, Achigi until it should be. Then we say, meant to say, also Achigi, is also the whole Pesach, until Pesach leaves. But like in this last mission of a whole saying, Zmana Kavu, anytime we do not know exactly what date it is, the day when you start to cut the wheat, or you start to cut the olives or the grapes. So then, Bein Omer, where he said, Loshen Abad Sheyehei, Bein Omer, where he said, Loshen Abad Sheyehei, then we say, Das was only, Eino Osto Ela Abad Sheyehei, is only also until the beginning of the time you start to cut the wheat or the grapes. That's what he meant also. As soon as you start, then it's smooth to drink wine. Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Ad HaKayit, somebody makes Nisim there, they're not to have enjoyment from the wine until the summer. Sad Sheyehei HaKayit. He's only yos until the beginning of the summer, but once the summer starts, then he's mutter. Achi yaschidu om lahachnis bikalkolois. Now this is called the beginning of the summer, when people begin to put their tanims, for to put their figs, into the baskets. What's going to be the summer says, Loshin achi yavar hakayit, it makes this a nether. They can't have a drummer from something until the summer passes by. So then we say he means until the end of the summer. And that is Archi Kaflu Hamaktois. So people like fold away, put away their knives, the maktois, that they use to cut down the paris with. In other words, like putting away now for the season for next year. That's the time of the end of the summer. What's going to be if somebody says Ad HaKotzir? He makes this neder until the time when people start to cut down. So Archi Yaschalom Liktzor. Until people start to cut down Ktsir Chitim. They start cutting down their wheat. Avoloi Ketzir Sarim. You don't have to wait until they cut down their barley. Because Stam Loshen Ketzir B'nayodah means Chitim. So it depends when people start to cut the wheat, and it's not totally when people cut the barley. HaKerlufi Mokam Nidri. Everything goes according to the Mokam where he makes the Ned. This is the cloud by Nedorim. So they go after the Pirish, the way people talk, where people mean it, in that place. Imhoye Behor. If he was in the mountain, it goes after the time of the mountain. When the ksir is by the mountain, v'imhoye babiku is in the valley, babiku, when the time of the ksir is in the valley. Mishnehei, ad ha-gisham, someone makes this nether, he can't have a German from something until the rain comes, so we, or else he says, a lashon of ad shiyu ha-gisham, until the rain should be. So he's asked in both these two cases, ad she-terid revi'a shniya, until the second downfall of rain comes. And Gemara's Machlokes is actually what is called the Revi'i Shni, the second time this rain starts to come. Some say it's the seventh day of Macheshvan, or some say it's the 23rd day of Macheshvan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loim, he says, Achigia Zmanesh Revi'a, that you don't really have to have the rain come down. As long as it comes like Zayin b'Macheshvan, even though it doesn't rain, then your nether ends. Like you meant to say is until the time when the rain should come. Let's say someone makes this nether and says, Ad she yifzeku ha-gishomim, I'm making this food usher to me until the rain stops. So then we say it means Ad she yetze nisan kula, until the end of the whole Chodesh Nisan. That's when the rain stops. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, Ad she yavra Pesach. No, it's told at the end of Pesach. After the Chagah Pesach, that's when the nether is muta. What's going to be if somebody says, Kainim yayin, is making this a nether not to drink wine. Sheni toim hashon, I won't taste it this year. Nisabru hashon, let's say this year is an Ibri Yor, is an extra month in the year. So also Baal Bibura, he's also the 12 months and the 13th month also is also. Let's say somebody says, Ad Rosh Adar, I'm making this a neder not to taste wine until the Rosh Chodesh of Adar. So Locher is Ad Rosh Adar Rishon, let's say it's an Ibri Yor, there are two Adars that year. So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first one, his neder is mutter. What's going to be if he says, Ad Seif Adar, I'm making this neder until the end of the Chodesh Adar, Then we say Atzayt Adar Rishon. All he meant to say is till the end of the first Adar. In Stam Lunei Odom, it means the first Adar. That's what he was talking about. Reb Yudah says, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim. Someone makes his neder not to taste wine. Achiyaya Pesach, until Pesach should come. Seima also Elo Ad Lela Pesach. He's only also to drink the wine until the beginning of the Seder. Why? Shlei Neschaven Zeh, you only meant to make an Issam. Ah, Elo Ad Shor, until the time. Shederach Ben Yodim Lishtos Yayin. He meant to make, let's say he was standing in the middle of Shvat. So he meant to make the Issam Neder until the beginning of Pesach. What does that mean? Until the Laila, the Seder. Because that's the time when people start to drink wine by the Seder of Dalai Kaisas. So he meant to make an Issam Neder. Until that time, he won't drink wine. Mishneh Vov. Omar, somebody says, Koinem Abosor, he's making an Issam Neder not to have enjoyment from meat. Shein, the time he will not eat from it. Achi Heyatzoim, until it becomes a fast, meaning the fast of Yom Kippur. So the locher is, Eino Yossi, he's only Yossi to eat meat. Eload Leil Hatzoim, until the night of the Tzoim. Meaning to say, up until the Suda Samavsekis that we eat right before Yom Kippur. But by the Suda Samavsekis, he's allowed to eat meat. Why? Shlein Niskavin Zeh, you only had in mind, Eload Shoh, up until the time, Shederach Bnei Yodim Lecho Bos, until the people eat meat. Meaning to say, by the Suda Samavsekis before Yom Kippur, that's when you're supposed to eat meat. So therefore, he did not mean Tasa that he only meant to make it Osor until that time. Similar, Rabbi Yossi, Benoy Omer, Rabbi Yossi's son, says that if somebody says, Kainem Shum, Sheni Toyim, somebody makes Nisa Neder not to have enjoyment from Shum, from garlic, Achet He Shabbos, until Lovi Shabbos, so the Locher is, Eino Yossi, is only Yossi, Ela Adlel Shabbos, until the Suda, Friday by night, Shabbos by night. Why? But by that Suda is Mutter ready. Because Shlo Niskavid De Leon had in mind, Ela'at Shoh, up until the time, Shederach Ben Yodim Lechol Shum, that the people usually eat garlic. Because this is one of the Takonas of Ezra, that you should eat garlic on the Leil Shabbos, and some say, because that's the Zaman to have the Zivuk with your wife, and therefore that's Murah the Zera, so then you have Shum, garlic, Shabbos by night. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Somebody says to his friend, Koinem Shani Nene Loch, he's making this a neder that he will not have any hanoah from his friend. Reuven made this a neder not to have any enjoyment from Shimon, on a condition, Imiyata Bo, if you do not come, Fenoitel Levonecho, take for your son, Kurecho Chochitim, one pile of wheat, Ushtechov Yeshoyain, and two barrels of wine. And the meaning, I want to give you a present, and if you don't come and take the present, I'll make an issa neder not to have any enjoyment from you. So locheriz hareza yochel oflas nidroi. Anytime he wants to, he can make for his neder. Shloi af yochachem. He doesn't have to go to a chacham for this, but it's a simple pesach v'yoyim aloi. He'll be able to say that klum or marato el mekvodi. Why did I make this issa neder? Because I wanted you to receive a present for me that you should be mechabed me. Zel kvodi. He could change his mind and says, this is the covid that you should not take it from me. So therefore, he'll be mekayim his neder, his lot of drink, have enough from his friend. V'chein, similar. Ho'im l'chaveri, somebody says to his friend, Koinim sha'atunen li'a, making an issa neder that you will not be able to have any enjoyment from me. Emein ato bo, if you do not come, v'noisen l'vnin, now the opposite, I want you to give to my son a present. Of kurecha chachitim, one kur of wheat, ushtei chav yishayin, and two barrels of wine. So Rabbi Meir, says similar, that also, nor blei may hold it, that kret, it's also, achit and may hold here the neder is chal, and he can be matrit stam, but you have to be noig yisr unless he gives you the present. V'chomam nechom say here also, that av zehir also, yochol offers nidru, you yourself could be mefer, take away this neder. Shloyaf Yechachem, you do not have to come on to a Tamech Chachem. V'yoymelo, you have a right to say to him like this, that Harei Ani Ki'ilu His Kabalti, you could say it as if you received it. Because the Issa Neder was only if he does not give you the present. So even though he did not give you the present, you have a right to say as if you received it. and therefore the neder is not chal. What's going to be hoyim misorvim boy loses basa choisei? People putting pressure upon a person that he should marry his sister's daughter, his niece. He's allowed to. Some say it's a mitzvah to do it. Or it's lav davka, but they're forcing you to marry somebody. The young man, the chosin, did not want, and he said, "Koinem shinenis l'liyol making this and that there that she cannot have, she should not be able to have any enjoyment from me, as if to say, don't push me. I'm not going to marry you." V'chein similar hamagora says ishto. Somebody gives his wife a get. The young man, he says like this, "Koinem shinenis l'liyolam. I'm making a nis and neder now that my wife cannot have any handoff from me," as if to say he wants to make sure he will not marry you or he will not remarry here by the get. Really, these two ladies are allowed to have stam enjoyment from him. Why? The ikan nevi meant to say is that I will not, if I remarry you, you'll be also to have enjoyment of ishes. That's what he meant to say. His main purpose was he doesn't want to marry her. So the Yisneder was not to have enjoyment through marriage. But if they do not get married, then she's allowed to have enjoyment from him. You are fighting with your friend that he should come and eat by you. And normally you say like this, I'm making this Yisneder, I will not walk into your house if you don't come to eat by me. Or else, I will not take anything, not even something cold from you. So, you're allowed to go into his house. The lish just made it, you're allowed to drink something, some cold from him. Why? Even though you made a neder? Because, you made this a neder, you meant to say that you're not going to go and eat by him. Because if you don't come to eat by me, I'm making this a neder, I'll never eat by you. But the main thing you meant to ask was like a suda, mashenkin, just to take a drink, or just to walk into cells, that was not part of your neder, therefore that's mutter. Yeah, Perek Chi, Mishnala, Rabbi Elezer, Omer, Elezer says, Poischin liyodim b'chvoid ove v'imoy. Sometimes if you want to be matter and neder, you could start off the neder, make him feel bad, and tell him, listen, if you would have known that your father and mother would not be happy with this neder, would have you made it? And if he says no, so that's the way you can make a charot, you can be matter the neder. The chachomim say no, there's no good, because it could be, really doesn't feel bad, just he's embarrassed to say it. So therefore we can't trust him, therefore there's not called a good charot. Omer Rabbi Tzadik, Tzadik says like this, he asks a question to Ablezer, why do you only say you can make him feel bad to say if your parents would know, you would be happy about it? Yiftuchu lei b'chvod amakim, tell him better. Listen, if you would know that Hashem would not be happy with what you're doing, would you still make a neder? And imkein, if so, ain't a donlan, it can never be really a neder. A person will always have a good charot, and it's not true, because really he made a neder, just now he's embarrassed to tell you he doesn't care about Hashem. So therefore, this is not called a good charot, that is not way to be placed or can't be matra neder this way. But umoidim chachom l'Rabbi Elezer, the chom l'grit Rabbi Elezer though, that the dover she beinoy lebein aviv v'imoy, if the person made, if the son made a nis and ned like his parents cannot have enjoyment from him, if the neder was pertaining to his parents, then she poischim l'bechor aviv v'imoy. And then this is called a good charot, if we tell, listen, if you know, it's not nice to do such a thing to your own parents, and he feels bad about it. With that, it's called the charot, you can be matter the neder. Like here, we're not afraid really because maybe just embarrassed from his parents, because he made the neder in the first place, and he didn't care about the parents then. So here we really trust him that he means a charotom, and therefore he could be matter the neder. Mishnah Beis. The oid Omer Rabbi Elezer said another chiddush, that poischim b'noilet. You could be matur and neder with the charot that first came up later. Neder means something was first born later, like we'll soon see the cases. The chachom say, the chachom say, no, this is not called a good Pesach. Ketzat, what's the argument about? Omar, somebody says like this, I'm making this a neder, I will not have any enjoyment from this person. And then Vinasa Seifer, later on the person becomes a Seifer, that he writes, and you have to have your tefillin checked, you have to have a mezuzah, and later on you need him. Or else, this person now, all of a sudden, like, made a shidduch, and he has to marry off his son, and he needs a lot of money now. The yomer, the person says like this, either will ye see your day, if I would have known, shunasa sefer, that you're going to become a sefer in the city, by shumasa b'nei b'kov, that you're marrying off your son soon, lo ye see no, that I would have never made this is a ned, that you can't have enjoyment from me, I can have enjoyment from you. I would have never made the neder. So that's called poischim b'noilet. Is at the time when you made the neder, he was not a sefer yet. He first became the sefer later. So Chum say you cannot use that for charotam, because at the time when you made the neder, that factor was not here yet. That cannot take away the neder. Koinem labai is the sheni nichna. Someone makes this a neder, he's not going to have any enjoyment from this house. He's not going to go into this house. And then later, v'nasa basic kinesis that comes to become a shul. And Nomri says, either way, yesterday, if I would have known Shunasa Bezekneza, this house is going to become a shul, but yesterday they would have never made the neder. That's also called the neder. They got a time with the neder, the house was not a shul. The first became a shul later. So this is the machlokes that Reb Lez, the Mati, says, yes, it can still be Mati, the neder this way. The Chachom, the Chachom say, no, it's also, you cannot be Mati with a charota unless it was here at the time of the neder. And not something that was neuler that first came up later. And the Gemara explains, the machlokes is that a neuler that's not motzi to happen, it's not usual to happen. But something that's motzi happens often, even Chum would agree, it could be matter the neder this way. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Rabbi Meir says, Yesh devorim shem k'neuler. Certain things look like it's neuler, like it's first coming up later, the Pesach. It was not here at the time when they made the neder. But the Einam Kenila does not have the Locha like a Nelet. And therefore it could be Pesach, could use this to be Matya Neder. But the Ein Chacham Moidna, Chacham do not agree, and they say no, this is still called the Parsha of a Nelet. It's first coming up later, this the excuse, and therefore you cannot use it for the Neder. Now, Kate said, where's the Machlaikas? What is it talking about? Omar, somebody says, Koinem Sheini Noises Plainis. Someone makes this a neder, he's not going to marry this lady. Why? Shavia Rab, because he's heard that the father is a bad man, the Russia. Omruloi, later they tell the person, listen, Mace, you should know her father died. Or he should also tshuva, else he did tshuva. This is a case where it's like a neder, but not really a neder. Or else another case would be, Koinem Labayezeh, Sheni Nichnas. He makes this an eder, he will never go into this house because there's a wild dog there. There's a snake there. Omrula letter they say to him, you should know, the dog died. They killed the snake. Is a and these are has a little bit like a nailed because something happened later, but the yain and kanila is not really like a nailed. That's what Rameya holds. But the Ein Chacham Moedim, the Chacham do not agree, the Ein Chacham Moedim Loi, that they say, no, this is still called the case of a Noled, that you cannot be Matarit this way. The Shaila here really is, because when you first made the Neder, it's a little mashmoyis, that you only made the Neder because the father was dead, or because the Keller was there. So a little mashmoyis, that if they're not there, you would not want it to be Chal. Therefore, it's a little bit better than a regular Noled. But our Gersur is a Chum did not agree, meaning the Chum say no, still the Neder was Chal, and therefore this is the Neder, you cannot use it. Some of the Gersur have said the Chum Ma'amoidim and say that Adarabba, it's like as if you made a Fersha tonight, and the Neder is not Chal at all. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet, the Yoidim Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir said another Chiddush in Bimata the Neder, that Paischim Loim Min HaKosur Sheba Torah, you can be Mata the Neder from a Pasuk that says in the Torah. Like the Omer Loi will say to him like this, Ilu Yisa Yadei, if you would have known, Sha'atoivra al-Loisikoim, that you're over the lab of Loisikoim not to take revenge, and let's say you made an Issa Neder that your friend cannot have enjoyment from you, and the reason why you did it was because you want to take Nekom, you want to take revenge. So if we tell you now, if you would have known you'd be over the lab, would have you still made the Neder? And if he says no, this is called a good Pesach. Or else the al-Loisita not to take Loisito is not to say I'll do it back, but even though you did not do it for me, or else the Yalisisna Sechicha Bilbavech, you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart, or else in the post, if you have for Recha Kamecha, the Mitzesse to love your Chavar, Vechayu Chicha Mocha, from the post that you should keep your brother alive, So Shema Yaani Vienata Yochala Farnasai, like maybe become poor and you won't be able to make Farnasai, you won't be able to give him any food right now since you made your neder. The Omer, the person answers back and says, Ilu Hoyisi Yadei, if I would have known Shukain, that because of my neder I won't be able to feed him, or be over lava Loisikum Loisitor, Loyisi Neder, I would have not made the neder, as a raidem harizamutum. This is also considered a good Pesach to be matter the neder. Mishneh Hey. Poischin li odem biksubas ishtoi. Meaning, let's say somebody made a neder to give his wife a get, or else he made a nisa neder, he can't have enjoyment from his wife, so he has to give his wife a get. So we're telling Mishnah, you would have known that if you have to give your wife a get, you're gonna a divorce. You're gonna have to pay the ksuba, and you'll have no more money left. He would have said, if I wouldn't have made a neder, so that's also called a Pesach. Well, my son once happened, the one person, made a nisa neder not to have any enjoyment from his wife. Voice ksubos abe meis dinyan, his ksuba was very large, it was 400 dinyan. And now he felt bad, like he can't pay that much money. Ubol lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they came in front of Rabbi Kiva, v'chivo litan lo ksubosa. And he said, listen, you have now a chiv to give your wife a ksuba, since you made a neder not to have enjoyment from her, you have to give her a get, and now you have to give her ksuba. Omaloi, so the person said back, Rabbi, shmoyne meis dinyan yechava, my father only left me over 400 dinyan. But not al achi abameis, and I have another brother, he took 400. Vani abameis, I only have 400. If so, loidai, isn't it enough? She titel hi mosayim, let her take only 200 for the ksuba. Vani mosayim, not she take 200 for the ksuba. Omala Rabbi Kiva said back, afilu atamoicha shar rashech, even if you'll sell the hair off your head, atamois na ksuba, no, you're going to have to pay your ksuba. Omaloi, so he said back to person, Yidu Yisi Deya, Shukain, if I would have known like this, I'd have to pay you so much money, Yisi Neida, I wouldn't have made the nether. If so, now, V'yitir Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says, okay, this called the good Pesach, therefore it was matter the nether. Mishnah Vav, Poischim B'yomim Tovim Uve Shabbosos. Let's say someone made this a nether, not to eat or not to drink wine, and those days, during those days he made his neder, there's also Yom Tov involved or Shabbos involved. So you could be matter that, as if to say the person, I would have known this, I can't drink wine now on Shabbos, how bitter it is, I would have made a neder. That's called the good Pesach to be matter the neder. But Barishon HaYomim, at the beginning they used to say that Oitzen HaYomim Mutarim, only those days of Shabbos and Yom Tov becomes Mutar. But V'Shakul HaYomim Asurim, but the neder is still Chal, the rest of the days are still also because of your neder. And let's say he made a neder not to drink wine for 30 days. So only the Shabbos is in between his mutter, but not the weekdays. At Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva came, believing he taught them that the klal is Shahaneder Shuta Miktsosai. Once you are mati, you took away part of the neder, Huta Kulu, automatically the whole neder becomes bottle. Like once part of it is bottle, the whole thing is bottle. Therefore, you're allowed to drink wine even during the weekdays. Mishneh Zayin. Ketzad Omar, how is this said? This klal of neder shuta mitzos huta kuloi, when was it said? Omar, somebody says, koinim sheninen lekuchem, makes this neder, he won't have any enjoyment from all of these people. And then huta, one of them, let's say, was his father, and huta, rechemem, he was matter, they should be able to have enough from his father, is automatically huta kulam, they all become muta. Because since he said in one lush neder, sheninen lekuchem, once one becomes bottle, the whole nether becomes bottle. What's going to be if he says, Shani Nen Lazel Lazer, I will not have enjoyment, not from him, and not from him, and not from him, but he said each one separately. And then, Hutu Arishin of his matter, the first one, Hutu Kulam, true. Like they're all totally in the first Issa, so once you take away the first Issa, they all become Mutta. But Hutu Achron, let's say Yoni Mata, the last person, then Achron Mutta, only the last one you're allowed to have enjoyment from. But the first one, then that remained, because it wasn't said in one Lushin. It was said, this one and that one and that one. So they're totally zeb is zeb. So if you only matter the last one, only the last one is mutter, not the other one. But the kula nasur and all the rest of them remain also. What's going to be hutter hem? So let's say you matter the middle one. So then hemenul matter mutter. That's from the bottom, from the middle one. Let's say the third one, downwards, four, five becomes mutter, because their is was totally in the middle one. But hemenul amala, the first one and two, the ones above him is also. Because his neder was not totally in the first ones. What's going to be if somebody says Sheni Nene Lezer Korban or Lezer Korban, that I'm not going to have enjoyment from him, and the enjoyment should be to him like a Korban? Then he says also Lezer Korban, I should not have any enjoyment from that person. All his enjoyment, all his anor, should also be like a Korban to me. Then the Loch is Svichin Pesim Lecholech of Yechod. You have to be mad to each one separately, because one is not tolling the other one. They're two separate in the dorm line, and therefore you have to be mad to each one separately. Mishnah Ches, Koinim Yayin Sheni Toyim. Someone that makes this in there, he's not going to drink any wine. Shayayin Ra Lamayin. He says the reason why. Because wine, Shayayin Ra, is dead Lamayin for the stomach. Omru Loi, so they said to this person, Veloi Ham Yushan Yofla Ma'ayin. You should know, old wine is good for the stomach. If so, then Hutta Bim Yushan becomes Mutta to drink old wine. But the new wine is still Asa. Because the neder was totally because it has to be bit for the stomach. For loy bim yushim about hutter. Now, not only is it mutter with the old wine, ela b'chol ayan becomes automatically mutter with all the wine. Even though the svor should have been only the old wine is mutter, but the new wine should be awesome. But there's the clown neder shutim mitzaseh hutter kulay. And the same thing if somebody says koy name botzel, it should be yosef to me to eat an onion. Sheni toim, I will not taste it. Why? Shabotzer ralulev, because he says that onions are bad for the heart. Omulah, they said to him, Haloi ha kufri yoflalev. This type of an onion called kufri. Some say it's a botzer shalakfam, that this type of an onion is good for the heart. So alochur is hutta, but kufri becomes mutatit kufri. And again, below the kufri bevat hutta, not only this type of an onion called kufri is mutatim, El b'chol abetzolim is mutter now to eat all the type of onions because it is klal of neder shutim mitzasu to kulay. Maisa once happened hoya v'tir Rabbi Meir b'chol abetzolim, and he muttered all the onions for this person to eat. In other words, that Rabbi Meir also passed in this way. Mishneh Tes poischim li'odom, we could be matter a neder for person to give him a pesach b'chvoid atzmai in the honor of himself. Uvechvayt bonava for the recovered for the respect of his children. What does that mean to say? Oimimle, we tell to a person like this. Ilu aisi yadei, if you would have known, shalomach oimimalecha, that people are going to talk about you tomorrow, that kachi vesta shalplonya, this is the nature of this person, that megoras asnoshav, he gives a get to his wife, he divorces his wife. If so, v'yabinasecha yoimim, upon his children they would say, that b'nais gerusha saying, these are children of people that were divorced already. What did this mother do that she should ever get? And the person would say, if I would have known this, the people start talking about me, they would have not made such a neder. As a raise of mutter, there's also mutter. In other words, this mission is talking about that somebody made a neder to give his wife a get. And the later people tell him, listen, it's a terrible thing you're doing. People are going to talk about you. They don't talk about your children, that your children are b'nais kerusha, and people won't want to marry them. So if so, that's called b'chvoid atzmai, if the person says he feels bad about it, that's called a good pesach, if you matter the neder. Mishnah Yud, koi neim sheni noises ploinis kura. Someone who makes this a neder, he will not marry this lady, because she's ugly. She doesn't look nice. Varehi no, but really she is nice, and he made a mistake. Or El Shechera, I'm making this neder, I won't marry her because she's black. But Rehi Levana, really she's white. Kitzara, because she's short. But Rehi Arucha, really she's tall. Mutabo, he's allowed to marry her. Because this is in the toys, in the neder was never chali without a Torah of a Chochem. And the Mishnah explains, Loi Mifnei she kura v'nasas no, not because really she was ugly and then she became beautiful. Or else Shechor of Anas Lavona, she was really black, then she became white. Or else Kitzor of Anas Laruch was because she was short, really, and then she grew up. Ela Radish and Ned the Toys. But the reason why the Mishnah, the case, it's Mutta, because it was a Toys, because it was a mistake, because at the time of the Neda, she really was tall, she really was nice, she really was white. But if at that time she was not, and now it changes, so that would not be a Neda, that would not be Mutta, that's called a good Neda. That will be a neder that's not shchiach. You cannot be matter with that type of a pesach. Well, now the Mishnah says, "Umaisa biyechad." In the case once, she nod mibasa choisai. He made a neder not to marry his niece. his sister's daughter, and he said, because she's ugly, but Hanoi, really, she was beautiful. V'echnisu lebeis Rabbi Shmuel, they brought her in front of Rabbi Shmuel, v'yifuhu, and he made it look nice, v'yifuhu, he made it look beautiful. Is omul Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said not to this person, b'nei, my son, l'zoi no da, did you make this neder upon her not to marry her? Omul elav, he said no. And now she looks nice, I didn't mean to make a neder like this, I thought she was ugly. And therefore, v'ti Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel was matter, because really she was beautiful. The Yisrael at that time, Boch Rabbi Shmuel, Bishmuel cried. The Yomani said, "Benois Yisrael, Noyisain." That really, all Benois, all Jewish girls are beautiful. Elo Shaniyus Menavloson is because they're poor. They look a little bit not nice. Menavloson, that makes them look nice, even though really they are nice. Okay, Shemesh Rabbi Shmuel, when Bishmuel died, by Benois Yisrael, Noyis Kina, when Rabbi Shmuel died by the Levaya there, the daughters of Yisrael like lifted up their voice and started to cry like with the song to say the Amaroth, they said, "Benois Yisrael are Rabbi Shmuel Bechena." The Benois Yisrael are crying for Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk also says by Shaul HaMelech it says that Benois Yisrael are Shaul Bechena, that the Benois Yisrael were crying for Shaul. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Nara Hamarosa, a girl that's 12 years old, that married with Kedushin, but the husband did not make a viya, did not make Nisuin yet. He did not take a lachupa yet. Salacharis or viya or baila mafrino the reha. Her father still has the right over her, because she's still a marriage, not a bageris, and she didn't have Nisuin yet. But since she got married, she made Kedushin, her husband also has the right to be made for another reha. So she makes a neder now, both the father and the husband together have to annul, has to be made for that neder. Hey, for Rav, let's say the father is made for the neder, but v'loy hey for Baal, the Baal does not say anything, or else hey for Baal, the Baal says mufra mufra. This is a special lushin that by a husband or a father, that he does not have to say, he does not have to say lushin of mutulcho, but he says red lushin of hey for lucho. Let's say one of them do it without the other one, but hey for Rav, ain't a mufra, it's not chal, the heter is not here. Don't have to tell me for sure, Shakim Echem, one of them says Shakim, that one says, either the father or the husband says, he wants the neder to be chal, that avada, then the neder is chal, and the other one cannot be made for it by itself. Mishnah Beis, Meisav, let's say the father dies, Leinus Reiknu Shus Labal, the father's Shus ownership does not come over to the husband. Meaning to say, the husband can still not be made for this neder unless he makes Nisuyin. What's going to be Mesa Baal, let's say the husband dies, Nisreiknu Shus Labal, then it goes completely back to the father, that the father by himself could be made for the neder. In this case, the father's koyach is stronger than the husband's. But the dov rach in another way, the husband's reshus over her is stronger than the father's. Shabal mefer bebeger. That once the girl becomes a bagrus, then she comes 12 and 6 months. 6 months after she became a naro, then she goes out of the father's reshus, and the husband can be mefer by himself. But the ave in the mefer bebeger, when the girl becomes a bagrus, the father loses her reshus over, he cannot be mefer her neder. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Nodra v'hi arusa. Let's say this girl made a neder, and she was narusa, she had kedushin, but not nisuyin. Again, right now, both her father and her husband can be made for the neder. Nisgarsha boy bayam, the same day she made the neder, she received the get. Nisarsa boy bayam, then she remarried a second time to somebody else that day. Afilu lemay, even to 100 times it happened that she gave a get, she received the get, she got married, gave a get. Zalocher is that Oziyah or Bailo Achim Efrin of the Rehel. As long as it's the same day, a complete day did not go by yet since the father heard the nether, so he still has a kayach to be made for that nether. So it's Peshutfis, the father and the last husband have the right to be made for that nether. Zeaklav, this is the general rule that Kol Shalo Yotis Lashus Atzma, she did not go into her own possession. Shirachas one time, like here, the whole time she had a father, so she was still Beshus Aviyah. The locher is then that Aviyah or Bailo Achron, the father and the last husband of that day, Mefir and Nidareh, they have the right together to be made for that neder. Mishnah Dalet, Derech Talmid Chachamim, the Derech of a Talmid Chachamim, this was the meaning of Talmid Chachamim, that actually Hoysa Dita Yoysa Mietzloi,
before they let their daughter go away from them, they had a bita nara, that a girl 12 years old, that she makes a nedrischal, but the father has the right to be made for it for the next 6 months until she becomes a begeris. So the minigot and michacham were that before the daughter left them, before she became a begeris or got married, oimalo, the father would say to the daughter, that kol nedorim shenadarat b'teich beisi, all the nedorim you made at my house, harei hein mufarm, he wants to be made for him. Because even though the husband, not, the father, did not hear about the neder yet, but still he wants to be made for them now. V'chein habal, the same thing the husband also. Ashlet tikonis reshus, so before she comes into his reshus, means the husband, before he makes chupa with her, before he makes nesuyin, oimalo, he should say to her, that kol nedorim shenadarat ashlet tikonis reshusi, all the nedarim you made that before you become into my reshus, before you become a nesuya, harei ein mufarm, I want it to be made for him. Al san orus, and ein achanami, it has to be the husband and the father together to be made for the nedarim. And the klal of the Mishnah is that mishetikonis reshusai, but once the husband makes nesuya, brings her into his reshus, he's the total owner over his wife now without the father anymore, is then the yochel hofer, that our Mishnah knows that the husband now cannot be made for the nedarim that she made before nesuya. Like the daughter made in the dorm when she was still b'shusav, so it's chaladin that both the father and the baal have to be made for it. But once he makes the nesuyin, he cannot be made for that nether anymore. Therefore, he's supposed to be made for the nedarim before he makes the nesuyin. Mishnah Hey, by geres shesos shnei mosa chodesh. It means a girl that's already 12.5 years old, so she's out of the b'shusav. So and the husband made erison with her. But still, the husband cannot be made for it yet, until he makes nisuin with her. So the case here was that they made up to get married, but shesoso, the husband waited shnei mosachodesh a year. He did not make nisuin yet, and now it's chal mid rabbanon etakono that he has to be mefarnasa. He has to tell you how mizaynos, or else the almon in the case where she was a widow, and now she remarried, she made erusin, and they waited shloshim yom, 30 days passed by that the husband did not make nisuin yet, the new husband. So Lach Reb Lezer, says, since now with the Rabbanan, the husband has a right, has a chiyuv to mefarnasa, to give her panosa, give her mezaynus, give her food, is the offer. Therefore, considered like he has complete rishus over, and we say that lesson she made the ned there with das baila, and therefore the husband has the right to make for it now. The chomram, the chomram say no. Hey now, baal mefer, achet ikonis l'rishusai. A husband cannot be mefer by himself. When she's not Rishus Av anymore, only after he made Nisuyin, only after he brought her into Rishus, he made the Chuppah. Before he made Nisuyin, even though he has a Chiyuv to be Mezoinos, he does not have a Din to be made for the Nedarim. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Shemeris Yovam, a lady, her husband died, and they had no children, and they have some brothers alive. Bein Li Yovamecha, Bein Li Shnei Yovam, whether there's one brother alive, whether there's two brothers alive, Reb Lezer says and holds that Yofer, that the Shemeris Yovim, he has the right to make Afara. Let's say the Shemeris Yovim, let's say she makes a Neder. So Lachar is now the Yovim, the brothers, since they have Yezikom, they have the right to be made for. Reb Yishuam Veshua says, Li'echad Avlo L'Shnayim. Only if there's only one brother alive, then like for sure he's the one to make the Yibum, he could be made for. But there's two brothers, we don't know which one will do it, neither of them can be made for. If Kiva Makiva says, no, not even to one, not even to two, because he holds Zayn Zikam, and the Maisa, they're not married yet. Therefore, this Yavam cannot make Hafara. Omer of Lezer says, Mo'im Isha Shekon Liyatzmoy, let's admit that Kavachayma. If your own wife that you married yourself, Hare, you'll make from the Rev. She makes a Neder, doesn't have the right to be made for, take away the Neder. And so here this Yavama, Yisho Shehikna Lemin Hashemayim is like when your brother dies, the Torah gives a din ziko, the Torah like makes her into your wife for mixas. You say, ain't a din, isn't it a svar to say, she opened the rev that you the yovim now, the brother that's wearing to make you to marry you, has the right to be made for an adorn from right now. On this, Amalur of Kiva says back, no. Loyim Amartib Yisho, only by your own wife, Shekonu Liatsmoy, that you view yourself married on. Nobody has permission to live with her. She's your wife. She's coming to you. Then you can be made for an adorim. But this over here, this Shemeris Yovam, Shehikna Lemin Hashemayim, true that Kodesh Baruch Hu, now the Din Torah gives her Din Zika. She's a little bit attached to the brothers. But yes, lachem borishus. But let's say there are two brothers. Both of them have a right to make the yibum. We don't know which one will do it. So therefore, she's not married yet to either one of them. If so, Amalei Bishu, Bishu says back, Akiva, Bishu says back to Akiva, Devarecha, Bishne Yivom, and you're saying a good svar, if there are two brothers alive, then you can't say like she's married to both of them. We don't know to which one. But Mu'at Tumeshav, what are you going to answer? Ayyavimecha, let's say the brother died and there's only one brother alive. There we know for sure the Zik is chanted his brother. Or Maloi, still Akiva says back, Ein Hayivoma, Gemur Le'yavim, no. That the Yavama is not Kona, is not Nigma, is not completely to the Yavam yet. Kishem Sharusa Gemul Isha. It's not like a regular Erisin. If a man makes Kedushin with his wife, he's Mekadisha, she's set aside only to him and to nobody else. He has a Kinyan in her. Therefore, he can be made for her Nadarim. Over here by the Yavama, Lamaisi is not married to her yet. True, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, there's Zikam, but Kopon is not Nigma, that Kinyan. Therefore, Akiva Shitra of Akiva Shitra is that the Yavam cannot be made for the Dorim of the Shemeris Yavam. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'imel Ishti. Somebody says to his wife, Lishtoi, Kol ha'nedorim shetidoiru mikan ha'chovim mokim pleni. Listen, I'm going away now for a month. All the Nedorim you're going to make this next month until I come back from that place, harehen kayom, I'm saying right now, I want the Neder to be kind, the Neder should be chal, it should be a good Neder. Salach with Loyam HaKlum. He said nothing. You can't be making the neder until she makes the neder. You can't be mechazik it. Like if he'll change his mind later, want to be made for the neder, for sure it could be made for the neder. What's maybe said like this, Arayin Mufarim, before he leaves, he says, listen, any neder you're going to make the next month, I'm telling you right now, make for it from right now. Shablezer Wayna Mufa, you could do that, you can make it tonight. And therefore, any neder she makes, that forest chalon, the neder goes away. The chom say no, Aina Mufar, the Baal cannot be made for him. As long as he was not there, he did not hear about the nether. Omer Rabbi Lezalezer says, in Hefe Nedorim Shebolech Alis, listen, if the husband can be made from the dorm that she made already, isn't it a svara la yofa Nedorim Shleibolech Alisam? For sure, the husband can be made for taking on all the Nedorim before she makes it. That's Rabbi Lezalezer's svara. Omer Lo, the Chama said back, no. Hareyuayim, the Pasuk says, Isha Yikimano V'Yishi Yifaranum. That the husband has the choice either to make him to make the nether chal or else to take away the nether. So the chum say, Yeshabol lechol hokein, means if the nether, she made the nether already, that the husband could be making him and could say yes, he wants the nether to be there, then bol lechol hokein, then the husband has the right on the opposite side to be made for it. But lebol lechol hokein, here where the nether was not chal, she did not make the nether yet, where he cannot be making the nether, is lebo lechol hofer, who I didn't come to say, the husband cannot be made for neder. Before the neder is chal, he cannot be made for the neder. Mishneches, ha'foras nedorim kol ayim. The locha is like for 20, the whole day, the husband can be made for the neder. Kol ayim, we'll soon see what that means. Yesh bedov lehokel hachman, this punk, there's a little bit of cooler to it, easy. There's a little of a chumra hard to this. Ketzad, nodra b'leil Shabbos. Let's say she makes a neder at the beginning of Shabbos. Friday night, in the beginning, she makes the neder. Yofel b'leil Shabbos, the husband has the right to make for the neder the night of Shabbos, over yom Shabbos, and the whole day of Shabbos, like the Techshach, until the evening. In other words, it's a complete day he could be made for. What's going to be though, not rim chashecha? Let's say she makes the neder right before Shkia. Then the locher is made for Akva Techshach. He's only been made for that day before, like after Shkia, before it comes Techshach of him. Shim choshcha. Because let's say it becomes says it comes nighttime ready. Well, hey, for the Baal was not made for it, and Yoch Lof, he cannot be made for it anymore. In other words, not the shot that the husband has a 24-hour period to be made for. If it didn't that day, if the husband hears about the neder that day, he only has to the end of that day to be made for it. So if he hears about it at the beginning of the day, he has the rest of the day to be made for it. If he hears about it at the end of the day, he only has the last hour, half an hour, to be made for the neder.
Yeah, Perek Echad Osam. Mishnalef, the elu nedorim shumeifa. These are the nedorim that a husband has a right to be made for takeaway from his wife made. Tevorim sheyesh bem inu nefesh. If it's a neder that disturbs her, she makes a neder that there's pain to her body because of the neder. And the Mishnah explains them erchatz bimlo yechet. She makes a neder that she will take a shower or she will not take a shower. That's
and the Gemara explains it means that she says like this. She makes a neder and says that the hanor rechitza, I should not have enjoyment from washing myself forever, if she takes a shower today, or else tam she makes a neder that she will never take a shower. So such a shvua, such a neder is called an inu nefesh. Or else imes kashet v'imleyes kashet, the same thing, that she makes a neder to say she'll ask for herself never to put on makeup if she puts on today. Or else she makes a neder b'chlal, she will not be neskashet, she will not put on makeup, not make herself look nice, and that's an inu nefesh, not to look nice. Therefore, the Baal has the right to be made for these nedarim. Omer Rav Yosi basically says, "Ein elu nidri inu nefesh." These are not considered inu nefesh that the locher is the Baal to be made for. And the Gemara explains, according to Rav Yosi, that these things are considered like beino le beino, they consider between him and her, the husband and the wife, and therefore could be made for that. At least to him, she'll be muta, but not for other people. It's not called the complete. It's not called afora gemura. Now Mishnah Beis. But these are the cases, these Nidorim, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that they consider Inu Nefesh, that the husband could be made for them completely, even for everybody. If she says, Omer, she says, Koinen Peiros Olam Olai, she makes Nisaned not to have enjoyment from any fruits in the world, which is a tremendous Inu Nefesh that she can't eat. That's considered an Inu Nefesh. Is Harei the Yochel Ofel, here the husband could be made for when he hears the Nedarim. The day that he hears it, he has the right to be made for it to annul the neder. Lustin, if she says, Paris Medina Lai, the fruits of this land should be yasa to me. So then, no, then we say, Yovel of Medina Cheris, she has to eat fruit from another country, not from this Medina. This is not sort of Inu Nefesh, since it's possible to eat fruit from someplace else. That's just, she says also, Paris Chenvenize Olai, the fruits from this store should be yasa to me. Is there any yochel offer that's not called inu nefesh? She could eat fruits from other stores. The husband cannot be made for that neder. V'im lohoisa panasos elu mimenu, then hareza yochel divrei Rav Yosi. No, Rav Yosi agrees. These are considered inu nefesh. Let's say the husband was used to only buying his food from this store, and then if she makes this a neder not to have enjoyment from that store, that's called inu nefesh. And even Rav Yosi agrees that the husband could be made for this type of a neder. Mishnah Gimel. If the Isha says, she makes a nisa neder that she cannot have any enjoyment from other people. So locher is ainu yochel ofel. The husband has no right to be made for this neder. It is not called inu nefesh. Why? Because she could have enjoyment from her own husband. So therefore, it's not considered inu nefesh. V'yecholi, the Mishnah also says, V'yecholi, she could also have enjoyment lehonis v'leket b'shicha v'peyam. The leket that someone leaves over in his fields, that while he's collecting, it drops one or two. A shikha leaves over one or two bundles. The pay leaves over on the end of the field. Because these things are like matnes aniyim. It doesn't belong to the bailim. It's like hefka. Therefore, she's not having enjoyment from these things. What's going to be if the person says, koinim kahanim levim nemeli? A man makes nisa neder that no koin no levi could have any enjoyment from him. So lochri is yitlu bakorchoi. So what? Bakorchoi lekanim have a right to come and take. They could take the trumas from Isis, because the parents do not belong to the mother. True, they have tovus and not to give it to one kind over another kind, but the actual Isis don't belong to the Shevet Kunam, therefore he cannot ask them on all the kanim. Yes, called Yitlu, the kanim have right to come and take it akorcha by force. What's going to be if the person makes nis and neder and says, kahanim elu, only these kanim can't have enjoyment from me, or else levim elu, only these levim cannot take the Isarishim. Then only these cannot have, but others could have. Then Yitlu Acherim, then the locher is other Levim, the other Kanim, those are the ones to take his Maisus or his Truma, because that much is Biyad Abayim to give it to whichever coin he wants to. So he has the right to say, not this coin, but a different coin. Mishnah Dalet. Koinein Shein Hi Oisa Al Pi Abba. She makes Nisaneda, that whatever she makes should be Yosa for her father to have enjoyment from it. Or else, V'alpiyovicha, she says that her husband's father should be also to have enjoyment from anything that she makes. Or else, V'alpiyochi, that anything she makes should be also for her brother to have enjoyment from it. Or else, V'alpiyochicha, or else the husband's brother cannot have enjoyment from it. All these types, ain't the yochel hofer. The husband has no right to be mefer, because these things are not considered inu nefesh. It's not a pain to the body. It's not called v'rm shebeino lebeino. Therefore, he cannot be made for these nedarim. She has to go to a chokham to be mata them, rather.
What's going to be if she makes a neder? Sheini oisa picha. She makes this a neder to say whatever she makes should be also for her husband to have enjoyment from it. So the Tanakama holds ain it tzarich lahafir. The husband does not have to be made for this neder because the neder is not chal, because the ish is meshubit. She has to like work midrabbanan for the husband. Her paycheck goes to the husband. Therefore, she has no right to make these neders like not in her rishus. So the neder is not chal. The husband does not have to be made for it. Rabbi Akiva oimei yofer. Rabbi Akiva says no. The husband should be made for such a neder, and the reason is shema sadif olav. Maybe she'll make more than she's supposed to make. Yosem in a royal law, more that's befitting to gift him. And therefore, when she makes more than that, that she has the right to keep, on that the neder could be chal. Therefore, the husband should be made for the neder. Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, says, Yofer, no matter what, even for the Iker Mais Yodai, even the amount that she's supposed to work for the husband, still the husband should be made for this neder. Why? Because Shema Yigor Shena. Maybe you'll give this wife a get. And after you give her a get, then her neder would be chal, and you won't be able to remarry her again. Love should be also for you to remarry her. Because once the neder is chal, then you can't be made for it anymore. So it'll be also to remarry her because you can't have any enjoyment from her. You can't live that way. So therefore, right now, it's considered dvorm shebino lebeino that you're allowed to be made for this type of a neder. In Mishnah Hay, Nodra ishtoi v'sova shenodra bitoi. Your wife made the neder, but the husband thought that his daughter was the one that made the neder, and when he was made for the neder, he had a mind to be made for the neder for his daughter. But also the opposite way, nodra bita, really his daughter made the neder, but v'sova shenodra ishtoi, he thought that his wife was the one that made the neder, and he was made for it for his wife. Or else nodra b'nozir, she made a nisa neder to become a nozir. The husband thought she not to become and she made this nether to bring a carbon, and the husband was made for the nether for a carbon, or else the opposite way, nodra carbon, really she made this nether to bring a carbon. The sovah she nodra benozir, the husband thought that she made a nether to become a nozir, and he was made for the nazirus, or else nodra minatayim, she made this nether not to have enjoyment from figs. The sovah she nodra minanovim, and he thought she made a nether not to have enjoyment from grapes. And he was only made for grapes. Whereas the opposite way, Nodra min anovim, she made this neder not to enjoy grapes. The sovereign, he thought, she Nodra min atem, she made this neder not to enjoy from figs. So in all these cases, the afor is not chal, it's afor betois. And therefore, the din is hareze yachsa viyof, a doshman should go and make the afor over again. Mishnah Vov. Omrof Yisha says, Koinem tainim v'yanovim elu sheni tuemis. She makes a nisa neder that she cannot have enjoyment from figs and from grapes. But she says both of them in one lush and one neder. So loch is like this. Kiyim latenim, if the husband or the father is mekayim, the part of the neder that says, I want neder to be chal on the figs. The loch is automatically kulukayim. The whole neder is kayim, and he can't be mefer, not even the grapes. What's going to be in the geta for it? Let's say heifu latenim. It was only Mefer and said he does not want the neder to be chal for the figs. So locher is ain't a mufra, it's not called the good afara. Because the klal is you cannot be Mefer here for the neder. At sheyofer afla novim, until he's Mefer, the whole neder both for the figs and for the grapes. That's the klal with Dashan Apostle, but ain't hafara lechatzoyim. What's going to be, she says a loshen of Omro, she says, koinem tainim shena to emes, via novim shena to emes. She says them like in two separate Lashonim. She makes this a neder not to taste figs and then not to taste grapes. There's a Rei Elu Shnei Nedorim. These are considered like two separate Nedorim, and therefore the husband can be made for one or can be making one without the other. Each one is like a separate neder. Mishnah Zayin. Yoideya Ani Shiesh Nedorim. Let's say your husband says, I know that there's a Parsha of Nedorim, and he heard today the way his wife made a neder, and he wasn't made for it today. 24 hours passed by. But he tells us later, he did not know the halacha that a husband could be made for the neder. In such a case, Yofra, later when he finds out that he's allowed to be made for the neder, that day is considered Yom Shemo, and that whole day he still has the right to be made for the neder. What's going to be if he says, and yes, I know that a husband or a father has the right to be made for the nedarim. I do not know that this is a good nether. I do not know what she said is a good nether.
In such a case, Rabbi Meir roi melo yofer. Meir says, no, you can't be made for it. Since you heard the neder she made, and you know there is a parsha of aforo, just you did not know that this neder needs aforo, so it's too late. After the day passes by, you cannot be made for anymore. The chomer and the chomer say, though, no, yofer, could be made for him. Then since he did not know that this neder needs a aforo, that's not called b'yom shemo. And when he finds out that this neder needs a aforo, that's the day, those 24 hours, that he has a right to be made for the neder. If the father made an issa neder that his son-in-law cannot have enjoyment from him, and now he would like to give his daughter some money, and usually whatever you give to your daughter automatically goes to a husband. So how could the father give a present now to his daughter without the husband having a no from it? Is oimelo, he has to say to her, listen, I'm giving you some money now for a present, but providing that your husband should not have no permission with it. And secondly, I'm only giving to you at the time and when you can eat it. So therefore, it's only yours, and your husband should have no rishus over it, no hanor from it. Mishnah Tes. The pasuk says, v'neder amono gerusha yokum aleho. That if an amona widow makes a neder, or a grush after she gets divorced, if she makes a neder, the person says, yokum aleha, it's a good neder that nobody can be made for it. So the question is, Ketzer, what do we need the pasuk for? Pshita, she has no husband now, of course the husband cannot be made for it. So a case like this, Omer, let's say a lady says, hareini nezira li'acha shleishim yoim, she first wants to be a nozer, nezira, after 30 days. So, at the time when she made the neder, she was an amona, a widow. So the chiddush is, afa pisha nisayis betesh shleishim yoim, even though within these 30 days she gets remarried, she marries now, and at the time when the neder is going to